Good morning. We are off to another week of STP, having fun, right? That's I am excited about this week. It is cold in Nashville, and in the morning I'm heading down to Miami for 9 days. So how about that? So I'll be doing it for five days of golf, and then Angela's meet me down there, and we're gonna have down the beach, a few days on the beach. So I'll be back, but I'll be doing this live from Miami Beach next week. And so it's always good to have a business we can take anywhere we want to take. Today I'm going to cover a few things. First off, let's jump in, and then once we get that going, I'm going to work on, today's going to be more about the business plan. I'm going to alternate in and out, you know, the 10X and pieces of the plan. You know, last week we did that. And so what I'm going to do this week is kind of get into, you know, taking not just your marketing plan, but your business plan, and turn it into, you know, something that you can wake up every morning. You know, my plan you're getting ready to see literally is about getting my mindset right, and it's getting my, you know, my focus correct all the time. And then from there, working really hard on just staying on track, just doing what I'm supposed to do every day. And so anyway, but we'll start, as always, if you have issues, and talk to Lucas at support. You've got ideas, send them in. Kristen is the coordinator for all of our training, which has been incredible, and we're keeping adding to it, all that kind of stuff. So hit that up. And I changed our deal around just a tad for this kickoff meeting. It's the marketing and business plan. You know, I don't want you to think that it's all about just marketing. It's way more to it. So today I'm going to talk more about that as well. Couple things, just remember, I'd like to hear some of your stories. I read this article in Inc. magazine. I should have pulled it up, but anyway, it talks about why it's so important for you as for yourself and as a leader to put things out there for people that are unrealistic in their mind. All right. And by being unrealistic, what happens is if you really start working through it, you start saying, well, wait a minute, that's not really it. And then you can back it out and do things. I'll never forget Kip Ridley when they had a deal where he had to do 50 grand to go to NSD. And I've told this story. And anyway, during that 50 grand to go to NSD, I'd never done more than 25,000. And I go down to Kip, and I'm in Atlanta, and I talk to him, and I said, Kip, I said, I want to become an NSD. What do I do? And I'll never forget. He said, it's only 50,000. Just do it all yourself. You don't even need anybody. I mean, that was the starting point of him talking to me. And I was like, golly, I mean, that's pretty out there, isn't it? And next thing you know, I did the most transactions, life sales. I did 31 life sales that month. I'd never done anything like that. And it was all because he put that thing out there. Then he turned around and backed it out, told me how I could do it and all that. And we did over 50,000 that month, and became an NSD, made me no telling how much, because back then the bonuses kicked in and stuff like that. And so I want to hear, you know, some of you guys, can you believe it? It's only been 60 days. It just seems like time is slow, right? All right. Because I mean, sometimes time runs fast. It seems like it's really slow. You still got 30 days left, 31 days left to get your 9 months done in 3 months. And so anyway, keep working on that. I'd love to hear some of you, how that's going. All right. So what's happening in Sales Team Pro? Well, let me walk you through. All right. Let me give you the bad news. All right. So Thanksgiving email campaign went out, and, we sent over 300,000 emails to the server. It wasn't us, but only 69,000 got delivered, which I caught that because I was in Sales Team Pro, and I was like, the next day I was looking, and I just, you know, had some people in there, and they didn't, some delivered, some didn't. And so it wasn't, we're not sure exactly what happened. Some of your people got the Thanksgiving emails. Some of them didn't. I looked at mine. Some got it, some didn't. Part of the reason I looked at it was I was like, where'd my Thanksgiving email? I have an account in there that I get everything, you know, a separate email address, so I can kind of watch it. So I got on the phone, talked to Steve, and Steve and Lucas both have dealt with Infusionsoft, which is our provider, and it's all the way to the upper levels as to finding out why 69,000 went out, not 300,000. So, but I can tell you between now and then, sales team Poe. But anyway, I misspelled, but that will be happening in at Christmas for sure. Okay, so it's back by Tuesday. We got the birth date sort. Okay, I put birthday. You can go in and put a birthday range in. Steve says we will have that. So if you want to target 30 to 39 year olds, you'll be able to do that. If you want to target 20 to 29 year olds, whatever. If you want to target 21 year olds or 59, 58, whatever, it's going to be very similar. It's unlike the 59 and a half. It's going to be it's going to be available for you to go and do a range. All right. Apparently that was a bigger deal than I thought with Steve, but he's got that. The other thing you can expect by Tuesday is our appointment tab sort. And what's going to happen is we're adding, so you'll be able to go in and check on your contact card if you have an appointment set, if you have an appointment kept, and then if there's follow-up needed, it's going to give you the ability to look at going on your dashboard, and it's going to, you're going to be able to see every appointment that you've ever done. All right, on your dashboard, and then you can go, unless you uncheck it to take it out. And then you can also go in and say, give me the ones that I set but didn't keep, and you'll have all that. Give me the ones that set and kept that have pending business tied to it, and you'll put that in there. You'll be able to sort it. You'll be able to go back through. There's, you know, it's kind of a way to incorporate, you know, I always do this. I'll always go back through my calendar and look and say, is there anything out there that was supposed to be happening? All right, that didn't get done, that kind of deal. So we've got that happening. All right. So today I'm going to walk you through the way I have set goals for years and years. I'm a fanatic on this. Matter of fact, my son came over yesterday and I spent 2 hours with him on just, you know, the getting him on track in terms of, you know, doing what you want to do. And one of the things you have to do about, I believe this, it goes all the way back to Think and Grow Rich. You know, that was the first time I ever set goals. And it worked. I remember in 1980, the end of 1985, I made 7,000 that year. And Bob Safford said, you got to rethink and grow rich. You got to read your goals. You got to wake up every day. You got to do all this kind of stuff. Went to a fast start school. It was like in November. And I came back and I started working on my goals, got them all typed out, all this kind of stuff. And I put my 1 year goal, my 5 year goal, my 10 year goal. But my 10 year goal, and keep in mind, I made $7,000. All right. And I said, 10 years from today, I'm going to be making $50,000 a month. I'm going to be living here, driving this, doing this, and all this kind of stuff. Interesting enough, 10 years to the day, to the month, January 1996, that month I made $48,000. All right. And those goals, I read those goals. And when I say I read them, you know, I would get up, he was always talking about the 3 hour day prospecting 9 to noon. And I'd wake up and I'd get negative. I'd be in my car and I'd be like, all right, got to read my goals. All right, read my goals. And then I go back out and do it. Okay, this is why I'm doing this. And then I'd get negative again and I'd read my goals. All right, and then I'd go do that. And I had my goal, my plan, everything detailed out every day. I would check off. I had like 50, 60 things that I was supposed to be doing to stay on track. And I'd go in there and check them off if I did it. You know, if I didn't do it, it just kept me going. And over a period of time, I started acting out the way I was supposed to be doing, because I had built in my brain that this is the way it works. And I started working a consistent schedule. I've been doing that for my whole business career, is a consistent schedule, to where that way I know when I need to do what I need to be doing. I also know when I don't have to be doing things. All right. For instance, you know, I'm leaving on Wednesday morning to go to play golf, not Tuesday, because I know what I got going on Monday and Tuesday. I mean, I do things like that in order to stay on track. And one of the first things you got to do is you got to get, you know, kind of an outline on how you set them. And so today I'm going to kind of go through that. And then hopefully, and I'll get this to Lucas as soon as we're over and you can post it, and because people are going to be asking about it. But the goal setting mindset, the first thing that I do is I kind of break it down. You've heard this, the GPS, the goal, the plan, the schedule. All right. So the goal is where you're going to go. You need to make big goals. All right. Sometimes unrealistic goals. But it's interesting about most of my goals. Guys, I'm going to tell you something that this is, you know, I'm putting it out here, but it is what it is. Most of you don't know the Dave Ramsey story, all right? But Dave, Dave was one of my reps, all right? And I recruited him. And Dave, it was in my wedding, all right? And he and I were real close friends, and we started this radio show. And so anyway, so Dave and I started the radio show. I funded the radio show. I did everything. And our deal was that when I went off the radio, he was going to endorse me via Primerica from then on out. And he got greedy. And so anyway, so Dave and I parted ways. Should have sued him, didn't sue him back then. And so then he's done some other things. Well, guess what? Dave's always been on my list, okay, to expose. How about that? Always. All right. I saw one of my guys sent something, said he was in license with us for 3 months. He put on Instagram. Well, he was licensed for 11 years. Okay. So, so Dave was on my list. He's been on my list to expose forever, but he just has never made it to the top of the list until I had a Hollywood studio call me and want to do a documentary. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? He's been on my list forever. All right. So anyway, just give you a little heads up that that kind of stuff is in the making. Good old Dave is going to get his just reward, because I don't think they like him out there. And there's lots of reasons to not like him. But anyway, that's a little, but he's been on my list, and he's been on a written list. How about that? It's only part of the system. Okay. Of the goal setting. He's been on my list. All right. Because he's been totally, he never says where he got all his information from. All right. Well, how the story began and who paid for it and all this kind of stuff. But the good news is he's been on the list. It's been up here. And just by chance, this writer called me. And then next thing you know, the writer says, oh, you got a great story. Next thing you know, I got a Hollywood HBO studio call. I'm like, wow, yeah, I'll talk to you. I'll give you the whole. All right. So anyway, I know we're recording this, but, it is what it is. So anyway, you got your goals. Sometimes your goals don't happen initially, all right, when they need to happen. But you know what? Things happen, all right? And if you get it in your brain, what will end up happening is things will eventually happen because it's in your mind. Okay. And you kind of will it, that kind of deal. If you've ever played golf, it's called getting in the zone, to where you just don't even think, it just happens. All right. And so you'll get in your business zone. How do I do that? It says I focus on short-term daily habits that create the long-term outcome. All right. So I don't want to let my bad behaviors become my daily habits. All right. So think about this. What are short-term daily habits that create the long-term outcome? Here's what you want to do. You say, if I do today, every day, if I do it today, if I repeat today, every single day, am I going to win? That's the question. All right. If I just do what I do today, if I spend the last hour the way I spend it, if I do that every hour, am I going to win? All right. And then what you do is you start saying, this is not taking me where I want to go. I've got these little daily habits that are not creating the back end. So why am I doing it? Right. I always tell people, when you first get started, the only thing you need to know about winning in our business is you have to put yourself in harm's way. What is harm's way? That is, someone can tell you, no, I don't want to set an appointment. No, I don't want to give you my name and number. No, I don't want to do business with you. No, I don't want to buy. No, I don't want to give you referrals. No. Okay. All right. And if you do that long enough, a certain number of people will say, yeah, I want to do that. You'll take some feedback and you'll change your course of direction, per Tom Hopkins, negative feedback, need to change. And that's the mindset. So I focus on making sure that I do the right things in a short term, which will end up being the right things long-term. Some goals can happen instantly. Others happen after a long sustained focus. So you have short-term and long-term goals, right? So you got your 1 year. What are you going to do this year? All right. I mean, most of you, it's very realistic. You could double your business this year. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't. So you could even do more than that, all right, depending on where you're at. But if you've been in high gear, I don't see any reason not to think you ought to double. All right. If you can take 9 months and put it in 3 months, well, why can't you put 9 months in 3 months four times, right? All right. And then the next thing you know, you're going to at least double that way. All right. I want to do the most productive thing possible at every given moment to move forward. That's my mindset. You know, I follow a lot of Hopkins stuff. I love some of his sayings. I never see failure's favorite, all these negative feedback, right? Needed to change course in my direction. I want to do two things at once. I know, you know, I'd walk or get on the treadmill, that kind of thing. And I'd be on the phone. I have an earpiece in. I'd walk around the block. I'd be talking to my guy. So then I'm getting two things done at once, all that kind of stuff. I can hit golf balls on the practice range and carry on a 45-minute conversation while I'm practicing. I mean, it's just stuff like that that you can do. So time is limited. So we want to be a great time manager. All right. We want to look at, you know, what are we spending our time on? So these are the things that I go on. The three things that save you time and allows you to be more productive are money, people, and technology. All right. So we go in, we say, well, what can I spend money on? Well, I can spend money on a housekeeper if I wanted to, right? I can spend it on advertising. All right. I can hire people to help me, right? Or I can just use technology. All right. I was reading an article about, you know, the most productive companies. They have stepped up. Okay. At every level, they've stepped up and had the most highly technologically sound people at the top of their business. All right. And that's how they go about doing it. All right. And so you got money you can spend to buy time. Right. So you got that, or save time. I mean, sometimes you spend money just in order to have free time, right? Make sense? So you don't want to do something, all right? You know, I'll give you a perfect example. If you ever move, all right, moving is the biggest waste of energy. First off, I hate it. I've had a lady, she's moved me four times. She calls herself a professional organizer, all right? 7,000 square foot home, move it to another house. All right. And moved to a 5,000 square foot house. All right. So anyway, you know what I did? I hired her. She came in, gave me her proposal. I left town, came back a week later. And guess what happened? House was moved. Beds were made. Paintings on the wall. How about that? Wrote her a check. All right. How about that? Isn't that something? All right. Why wouldn't we do things to save our time, save our energy, right? So you want to get the most productive thing possible done. And the way you do it is use your money, get people to help you and have technology that they can use as well. All right. Next thing is always look for ways to improve, especially the repetitive. I want to automate and delegate the repetitive. All right. So that's part of the way I set up my plan. Okay. And I only do the most important things. Right. All right. So then I go in and I start working on, what am I going to focus on in order to get my goals hit? So the first thing is got to have a great attitude, right? Life is good. I'm going to show you that. Life is good. You know, I had a high school friend of mine. All right. You know, anytime you start feeling sorry for yourself, I had a high school friend of mine that I went to a funeral because his son overdosed in November. I walked in. And I started talking to him. He's did ballroom dance. I said, well, how's the ballroom dancing going? He says, my wife died the month before. And his mother died the month before. He said, I've had 3 months. And he said, I am literally, I don't even know what's going on. He said, it's just like, isn't that crazy? All right. So anytime we think things are not good, we probably have, there's probably something good. All right. So the first thing, we get our attitude right. We start listing the stressors. All right. We have we follow the calendar. We have a daily to-do list, right? We have daily not to do. You know, there's some things that just you don't need to be doing. All right. All right. So we start out and say, hey, life is good. Once I get all my mindset right on all the good things going on, then I can turn around and deal with some of the stressors. And right now, you can probably list two or three things that are bothering you right now that need to get fixed, right? And if you got them fixed, it'd be great. Then you get on a consistent calendar. We have a daily to-do list. that we know we need to get done, certain things. And in my case, I try to do one thing a day, all right, that I need to do. That's my daily top priority. All right. I know that if I do one good thing every day that's very productive, you know what? Before you know it, it'll blow your mind that if you start making a list of all the things you need to get done that are really productive and help you grow your business and make your life better, and you say, I'm just going to do one a day, within about 2 weeks, you know what? You ain't got nothing to do. All right. You're just like, wow, everything's going great. I don't have anything to do. All right. And so then you have your personal goals. You know, what do you want to do with your family and all the things that go along, and you put together your plan in place. You know, I got 4 kids. All right. And when you have 4 kids, you've got, there's always something going on, right? There's all, you know, always either, you know, something special or some problem. And, you know, I've got a 98-year-old mother. I got 3 older sisters, which, by the way, all have right at $1 million in their American Funds accounts. Pretty cool for, you know, that's why we do this, right? All right. I got a brother. I've got, you know, a relationship. I got all these different things that are going on. And so, you know what I do? I plan this stuff because how do you run like, you know, my Primerica business, I do a radio show. I do sales team pro. All right. I have a life. I like to play golf. The most important thing is that I have to decide what I want, and then I have to plan out. And am I just on a, I got a lot of free time. All right. But the reason I have a lot of free time is my goal is with business is to work 20 hours a week. All right. That's what I want to do, but I want to work 20 hours that count. All right. I don't want to waste time sitting around. I don't want to go to the office at 8 o'clock in the morning and mess around till 5, do that, get nothing done. You know, I want to do things. So I put my personal plans in place, my physical goals. All right. So I'm not, you know, like passing out, you know, from exhaustion or a heart attack or anything like that. All right. So I want to play good golf. I need to be flexible. I got all these different things in there. So all of my things like that. All right. I have lifestyle goals, things, you know, where I want to live, you know, what I want to drive. All right. You know, where, what, just the way I live, right. You know, the lifestyle that I want to have. I've got time planning. Okay. So I got to have a plan and a schedule. You know, I got to go in there. So I go into my time planning. That helps me build my plan, my schedule, everything that goes around, right? I got business goals, all right, that I got to put in place. I've got all these different things. I got financial goals, how much I want to save, everything that goes along with it. So all of this goes in there. So what I do is I just have this little page. It's a blank page. And what I do is I say, hey, life is good. My personal life, what's positive about what's going on, right? Give me something positive, all right? You know, and when I first started doing this was I did this in 2005, right around 2000, right at 2003, 2004, 2005. I was in a 2-year divorce. It was like nasty, okay? Everything about it. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm getting bombarded. Yet everything other than that, life is good. Okay. I mean, I'm like, most people would trade. All right. I mean, my kids are good. My business is good. I got plenty of money. I got freedom. I got all this kind of stuff, but I got all this. And the next thing I know, I was just negative. And I was like, look, life is good. All right. I got a lot of good things going on. And then I started looking at my spiritual goals. Where am I at? Life is good. Things are good, right? My emotion, I'm in a pretty good state emotionally. So I start going through and I list out all the things, you know, that are going on. Okay. I'm doing pretty good, right? Nothing negative. I'm in great shape. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Life is good. I got a list of friends that are 1 million miles long. Life is good, right? So now what's happening is if you work on this, I got other good things. I have business things. My finances are good. Okay. How good are they? Well, compared to where they were, they're good, right? Hey, if your finances are terrible and you started doing something positive to get them better, then it's good, right? A lot of times we're like, oh, you know, no, it's good. I used to tell people, you want to tell a story? Here's where I was at. I was broke, dead end job, da 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 da, and I got involved in this business. And now here's where I'm at. I got my finances going in the right direction. I'm getting ready to go full time, and here's where I'm going. Right? I was, I am, I'm going. I was, here's where I'm at. Negative, negative, negative. This, I found out about this. Now I am, here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm going. Positive, positive, positive. Right? That's a great story. All right. So you can always find something. There's other good things you got going on in your life. Right? So now once you list that, then your mindset is, yeah, but I got a few stressors I got to deal with. Right? All right. Here's what I got. Okay. I got these stressors. I got five of them. Okay. That are bugging the crap out of me that I need to get fixed. Right? Make sense? All right. And it can be any type of things. It might be something to do with your family. It might be something to do with your health. It might be something to do with your money. Okay. I had a daggum, I got audited, IRS audit about 3 years ago. They went back like, I mean, they're auditing my golf trips. Can you imagine that? Okay. They're doing everything. All right. And auditing. And, you know, it was just like, you know, I wanted to get that audit out of the way. I hired a lady. All right. And time was all done, cost me $55,000. And I was like, that's cool. If I got to pay $55,000 for 35 years of being in business and it's over with, life is good, right? Makes sense. All right. So the point being is, that was on my list one time. I need to get rid of this IRS off me. I don't want to deal with the IRS anymore. So I had these different stressors, and I had, you know, my back was bothering me. I was going to go figure out, you know, and I went and got all this stretching, all this kind of stuff. So anyway, then you start saying, but here are my goals. Here's some of my personal goals I want to accomplish. You know, this kind of deal. What are they? Okay. You list four or five things you want to do. And this is not your business goals. These are just things you want to accomplish, you know, like, you know, who knows? You may want to start doing something you haven't done. All right. Whatever it is. And so now we're starting to dig deep. Okay. Then we got our lifestyle. I want to live in this house. This is the kind of car I want to do. This is, you know, how I want to live the winter. I never want to be cold. All right. You know, whatever it may be. All right. Then you go into your business goals. I'm going to earn this much money. I'm going to have this type of, you know, business that looks this way. So now I'm starting to do that. Then I have my financial goals. I'm going to save this much money. My net worth is going to grow to this. Right. And this is where I'm going. This is what it's going to mean to me. All right. Whatever it may be. Then how am I going to go about doing it? I got certain daily to-dos I need to get done. All right. In order to reach this. So I'm going to get some, these are not like your laundry list. This is your to-do list, things that are daily to-dos that you're going to do. You're going to say, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to stay on my calendar. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. These are my daily not to-dos. All right. That I'm not going to do this because it doesn't work. You know, if every day I get up every morning and I go spend an hour shooting the crap with somebody every morning because that's just the way I've been doing it and it's just not working. Okay. Or maybe I get up in the morning and I'm going to be a workout king in the morning. Next thing you know, I don't get my business started the way it should be. I've learned, I mean, my personal opinion is you take care of business first, then you got plenty of time. All right. I've done it both ways. But the point being is you got your list of things that you don't do. You don't stay out late. You go to bed at night. You wake up, you get a good night's sleep. So you're productive, whatever. You can go through the whole thing, you know, and, you know, cut back on the red wine, whatever it is, right? All right. That could go into your health plan. All right. So you got your health plan. What are you going to do to stay healthy? Right. What are you going to do about physical safety? I mean, that to me is, you know, nowadays it's a bunch of crazy world out there. I mean, I'm one of these, you know, crazy guys that, you know, has a gun permit and no, you know, that kind of deal. And I never go anywhere without it. So that's just the way I operate, you know. But the point being is physical safety. What are you going to do? All right. All these things. It's my golf plan. You know, I know what I'm doing with golf. I got my lesson. I got all this stuff, right? And here's my income sources that support me. Where am I going to make my money? All right. You can break that down from your personal production. You can make your base shop. You've got your RVPs. You may have another income stream. Okay. That you're working, whatever it may be. We're now work. You got this whole business plan. And guys, this stuff takes a long time to work to get it. But then when you get it done, I can tell you, these are the headlines of my business. Everything I did that I've done. I did it last year. I've done it the year before. This is it. I can go back and see, you know, 2021 final goals, you know, and then throughout what I do is I make adjustments along the way. I check and see where how I'm on track, all that kind of stuff. Okay. Where are my revenue streams coming from? How am I going to make this much from this, this much for that? What do I project? Where are my overhead? Right. Here's my business plan, my overall business plan that, you know, these are all the things I'm going to do in my business. You know, I'm going to have a referral system. I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. I'm going to have all these different things, my training, my, you know, my ad, all this stuff. So we do that. We're business plan details. You just keep doing it. There's going to be a lot of them. Then you say, well, who's going to help me? Right. All right. So I'm going to go out here and find out who are the people that support my business. Here's a list of them. Okay. What are they going to do? All right. How are we going to make this work? So they're not doing the, you know, they're productive. You know, if you get, you know, like right now, I mean, it's very clear in my business. You know, Kristen runs this. How about that? This is what she does. Steve deals with technology, making it work. Lucas supports Sales Team Pro. He also supports all of my podcasts, all my stuff like that. Bree writes, does my sales, you know, all my calendar, everything. All right. And I go through, I've got a guy that produces a radio show. I got all these different things. Okay. That go on. Okay. Which allow me to do what I do. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my team, my delegation. I got to outsource CPA. If I have legal stuff, I got a lawyer that I deal with. I've got all these kind of things. My taxes get done. I got a P&L every month through my CPA. I got QuickBooks in there, and I can go in right now and I know my P&L to the deal right off the bat. I mean, so what happens is now I'm freed up. Think of all the hours that you know that go into all this. If I had to do it myself, all right, I'd be like, I wouldn't have any time to do any appointments, right? Just keeping up with all the stuff so then I calendar out when I'm going to work. I'm going to calendar out, you know, when I'm not going to work, you know, I'm going to calendar out, you know, my travel, you know, I went somewhere every month. All right. This year, every month, the rest of the year. I mean, I'm going to Miami for 5 days of golf, going to Doral, playing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Angela's coming in Sunday. We're staying until Thursday. We come back. And then I'm going to Cabo on the 2nd, January 2nd for a week. I mean, but I'm going to make money, right? I'm going to do what I'm doing, right? Time planning, you know, what can I do to improve my planning? You know, what can I do to, I got my admin system, right? I got my existing agent growth, my financial plan, my Monday, Tuesday schedule, what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I got all this stuff in there, but the whole plan is to have a life and make a lot of money, right? Makes sense. That's the idea behind it. I keep going, but we can cut it right there. So anyway, I hope this is has been something that goes along with what we're doing. But the whole idea is you want to be so directed that you're like, you could almost say you're like just a robot. You're doing what you need to do, but what you're doing is giving you what you want in the way of an outcome. All right. You know, and it gets into all the details, how much money you're going to save and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, so what I do is let me see, Kristen, did you send me? Let me tell you one more thing. Self-improvement. I got to tell you a story. I put this on my, I got two ideas that I want to work on. The first idea I want to build an email campaign. I was with a client and so anyway, I met her on Friday while everybody was spending money, I was making money. And good news was she had her bank accounts tied into her American funds. Okay. So I sit there and she called me. She says, "I know this is no big deal, but I've got a new grandbaby and I just want to open up a 529 plan and put like $350 in it." All right. It's been a client of mine forever. And I'm like, "That's fine." I said, "I'll meet you on Friday." I said, "I'll meet you Friday." So I met her at Starbucks and she comes in there and meet her there. And I start talking to her about her accounts, of course, what they've been doing and all this kind of stuff. And I said, "Oh, do you have any cash sitting you don't need, you know, money that you might not be doing nothing with?" She says, "Well, I got about $60,000 in my bank account that I said, "Well, let me show you what your bank account did." I ran a hypothetical right there. I said, "Here's your bank account, money market account. Okay. 10 years ago. And here's what your mutual fund did." And I said, "That bank account's costing you." And I told her like, you know, $130,000. And I said, "Do you want to do something with it?" She's like, "Well, yeah, I can do something with it." So we went right in there. All right. Went in and opened up her account. I said, "Well, let's go ahead and buy." And I said, "Not only are we going to buy, we're going to buy today when the market's down 2.5%, the best day of the whole year. How about that? It was Friday to be buying." And we bought right then, went in, boom, bought. All right. I thought everybody should have their bank tied. Y'all agree with that? So I'm going to get an email put together to where you never know when you want to invest money. I've always done this where I showed her, I said, "Look how easy it is when your bank account's tied." And we went in, I put money in right then. I said, "Look, the market's down." I pulled the market, you know, closed early on Friday. It was down 2.5%. So she was able to buy in. How about that? Because her bank account was tied to it, right? So you might want to think about that, get everybody. And it was real simple. And I set up a $250 ESA account. Fund or 529 account. So did that. So that's the other thing. Other thing, you don't want to work on your self-improvement. All right. So, you know, inside of your goal setting, you want to work on your self-improvement. I'll tell you the story of my wisdom teeth. I got my wisdom teeth out. I don't know if I told the story, but anyway, I got my wisdom teeth out years and years ago and I'd made up my mind and I told all my guys, I said, "Look, the radio, the only time you can listen to the radio is me and Dave back then from 1 to 4. Otherwise you don't listen to the radio. You listen to self-improvement. If you're in your car, that's it. You know, you do that." And I got my wisdom teeth out and they put me under, and next thing you know, they gave me these pain pills and I stayed up for 24 hours. All right. Couldn't go to sleep when I came off those pain pills. I mean, I was out of it, stayed up 24 hours. You know, I watched 24 consecutive hours of VCR tapes back then. How about that? It was like, you talking about wide open. I mean, I was motivated. I mean, can you imagine right now, guys, if you decided, if you're trying to learn the business and you went on a binge, you binge watch, you know, people binge watch, you know, what is it? Yellowstone, right? Or whatever it is, different series. They'll get there and they'll watch it. What if you binge watch Sales Team Pros Training Center? How about that? So there's your idea. So anyway, all right, we're going to call on some people. Let me see something here real quick. Hey, any of you, let me see here real fast. See, Kristen usually gives me some heads up here. Okay. Yeah, we got a bunch. Okay. Let's start out. Hey, first off, Michael Cash has been killing it. He took care of everything Sunday. Thank you for that, buddy. I appreciate you doing that. I want to make sure and recognize him. And we got Chuck is going to be on Sunday night. We'll talk about Chuck in a minute. But Norm Mitchell, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Norm. Man, how are you?
Good, good.
I had that exact same story. I got a friend that's been a client for a long, long time. He's an elder gentleman, and I see him at a local cafe all the time. And he said, "Hey, man, the next time the market's down, give me a call. I want to put $50,000 in." And last week, he actually put in $60,000. So, yeah.
There you go.
because this bank's hit.
But yeah, hey, market came back on Monday, so it was almost a 4% turn. I think we're about, I don't know where we're at today. We're a little down this morning, but yeah. You know, not bad. I mean, I put 60 in Friday, and I was like, all right, that's cool. I had it, and so I figure I make 4%. Just I'm gonna leave it in there anyway. But I mean, hey, that's good, right? So
yeah, and I tell you, on the 90 days, the just optimizing and blissing right now. You know, I'm at 14 personal recruits so far for this month. I'm taking advantage of the veterans, no $99, but we're going to close out strong. I mean, we're going to end up with our highest cash flow year, our highest securities year. I've got another $5 million that's bubbling. This lady's just kind of getting through probate, and that should happen anytime from her father that passed away, and getting all these guys licensed, like you're talking about, really. And we made that shift where we're not really working with them until they get licensed. You know, we're just focusing them on getting licensed. So we're super excited about doing.
So you're going to have biggest cash flow, biggest securities. So what are two or three things that cause that in your mind?
Well, one of the things, and I'll tell you, having the calendar program, and I have put that on everything. Everything that we go out has my calendar link on it. And I've I'm booked out 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row. It's kind of like getting, like, I'm tired of working so hard almost already, but it's a good problem to have. But I tell you, people need to put that calendar link on everything, on all their social media, all their emails. It's got to go everywhere.
So people are setting their own appointments. One of the things we talked about doing that we're working on right now is sending people their annual review appointment in advance without asking them, all right, and letting them, you know, it's called a, you know, it's you're basically like a negative opt-in, you know, so that kind of deal. So very good. All right, let's see who else we got on here. I got a whole list of everybody. Wendy, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Kristen asked me if I wanted to be on. So I think because of optimizing, because of Sales Team Pro, because of everything that we've had come in, you know, our promotion pages, everything. I mean, I just think I was scared to look at my dashboard last night, but my cash flow at the end of this month is going to be up. And I've worked, I mean, I hate it, about a quarter of the time. You know, between being out of state for my sister's cancer, I had that morning that we golfed, my best friend went into hospice. So I've had three friends die, you know, one client pass away, a friend with brain aneurysm. And because of the optimizing and the people that I have in place, you know, it's just kept us in business. And so I put on the top of my list, life is good, right? Life is good.
Yes, as well. I mean, and you know, the only time you can be strong is when you don't have everything else dragging you down. And, you know, it's like the Nick Saban model of, you know, eats a turkey Caesar salad for lunch every day because he didn't want to spend energy thinking on that. He's got too many things that are way more important. And it goes back to, you know, the Steve Jobs wore the t-shirt, same shirt every day, all that kind of stuff. Because there's some things you just don't want that energy. So then that way you can apply. And like this year, you know, you got hit with a lot of things, but you know what? You had energy to be able to do it because you weren't.
Well, I'm like, well, but I do have about $2 million coming in the next 5 days. So
you know, there you go.
Life is good, right?
Yeah,
you know, life is good. Great family, great health. So I just wanted. Like, guys, now we're thankful for the whole, you know, this whole Sales Team Pro, and Nashville was the best thing. That was our only fun out of town trip. That was like the
good. Well, we'll have to do that again. Nashville's fun. I mean, it's awesome. We'll keep doing it. Very good. John Peretz, where you at, buddy?
Hey, bud.
There you are.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. You know, I was sitting here thinking about, you know, what's changed for us. And, you know, when 2020 rolled around and we came into Sales Team Pro in February of that year, and I think it was by August of that year that, and you and I, Roy, have talked about this, where we were like, you know what, we can't keep running the way we had been running for, I mean, it was 16 years at that point. And in August, we made that change. And here it is a year later, and I'm just sitting here writing, you know, in January, I remember, like, literally from January to June, it was just like telling people we're going through the biggest technological innovation of our business. And it took 6 months just to grasp it, process it, start to implement it. And because of Sales Team Pro and the way you all have taught us to redefine how we run our business, we then made a decision to sell our home and move and relocate an hour and a half north. And our business didn't even, there wasn't even a hiccup. I mean, you talk about like life is good. We sold our home at the top of the market, turned around and bought, you know, what will be, you know, a home that we've been thinking about for years for the same price. And, you know, because of how we're running the business. And, you know, so that all happened. So October was like, okay, now we're really going to start implementing all of these things. We hired our daughter. That has been a game changer for our family because, you know, it was, why pay $15 an hour to a stranger when our daughter's a newly college graduate? Her, because of COVID, she was a theater major. So that entire industry got jacked up. She's learning how to be a virtual assistant. And then we hired her on. And it's so much fun to do payroll when you're paying your kid. You know, it's just so, so different. So now she's a part of the business. And because of that, Roy, I think this is the first time in our entire career that the AUM was all called within 30 days because we hired somebody to sit there and just make calls, right? Like, here's the script, go make calls. So the entire book of business was called in November. We added 200 to 300 contacts to our Sales Team Pro. And I'm super excited. I just told TJ, my wife, this morning. We set a goal and we started the year at $6.5 million in managed, and we set a goal to do 10 million to cross 10 million by the end of 2021. And this morning we crossed over 11. So
we're going
to make a run to hit 12. So it's just been
that gives you at 1%, you're at 60,000-70,000 a year, you know, they're just on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think about, I mean, we have people that they retire and they're like, they've got $1 million, which is not that many of them. And we said, well, that's about 40,000 a year, you know, if you're, or 50, you know, is about what you can pull from that. And you can go out in a matter of no time and build 50, 60,000 a year in recurring income. So great job, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Diana, thank you, by the way.
You're very welcome.
What's going on? Tell us about it.
You know, I'm just sitting here listening to everybody. And I hope that if anything, the attendees on this call that come on Tuesday is recognizing that even as leaders, we are students. We are plugged in. We are listening. We are sponges. We are taking it in and we are implementing it. And so for me, I take it personal. I don't know if you've ever been in church and you know the pastor was only talking to you when he was reading that scripture, right? I feel like I'm taking it personal, but you know, this is a time of year where everybody is doing these vision boards and all these things. And I'm not a component of vision boards. I think it's just a lot of plaster up on a piece of paper that people are dreaming and that they're not doing anything towards to reach it. I am an advocate for when you do a reverse vision board, meaning take the pictures down. When you take the pictures down, you're taking them down because you've accomplished what you planned on it. Right. And so I just took it personal to 2x5. I've got two $500,000 checks that are coming in this week. I got another, you know, $325,000 check that's coming in next week. And so personally getting over $1 million, I've always been really strong in the securities area, but it's when I stopped doing it personally and going, letting the team basically say, okay, now let's all come together. But when you all come together, you have to realize that there are sometimes people will nod that they're coming together, but they're not coming together at all. And during Nashville, my division leader handed me a book on the last day. She said, I got this book offline. She said, and I thought of you. And she handed me a planner. And I don't know if anybody's ever used this particular planner, but it's called the High Performance Planner. And it triggers your thinking. It says like, seek clarity. I was intentional in how I acted today. It said, generate energy. I managed my energy well today. Raise necessity. I was emotionally committed to excellence today. And what I did 90 days in this thing already, because you said stop scheduling for the week or the month, schedule for the year. So I've got 90 days of appointments already in this planner. already in this planner. And so I trigger my thinking by saying, what did you personally do? I think when we become leaders, we think we got a team. Sometimes you are going to be self-employed in this business, but you better be the best self-employed person that you can be, because eventually someone will see you and that team will start to grow again. And that's where we're at. But it all came from how I thought about things, not getting upset when people didn't show up or show up, or who's on my team is on this call right now and who's not on the call. I have to stay fed. I am a seed that has been planted on great soil. So I have to be fed. I have to stay fed. So the branches that continue to grow, the world will begin to see those branches and they'll hook onto those branches. And before I know it, I can tell you, as I just end with this message, I've been seeking someone, because you guys have been beating in our head that we got to have somebody who's handling things on the sideline, right? And I never could get anybody to work out. And I think it was one of the RVPs on the call said last week, I think he said, I'm not a difficult person. I said, I'm not a difficult person, but I couldn't either. I had a person who didn't know how to do technology, or a person who didn't keep focus. But I knew the person that I wanted. And the person that I wanted, John, you just said it. My daughter is phenomenal at what she does. She works for luxury apartments. She books these homes for the, you know, the rich and the famous in this area, right? And she came to, and she sent me a text yesterday, and she said, Mom, it just dawned on me that I'm building Nathan. Nathan is the CEO. She said, I'm building his legacy and negating ours. You don't know what that did for me, because I've been wanting her to be involved, but this wasn't her thing. And she said, I know how to make calls because I do them for Nathan. I know how to prospect because I do it for Nathan. She said, I get a Christmas bonus. She said, but the last 4 days of being off for Thanksgiving, I got to witness the freedom that you and Dad have.
Right.
And she said, I want to build our legacy. So the first of the year, she said, Mom, I'm going to terminate the job and I'm coming with you. I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to take the faith, and I'm stepping out on faith. And that did everything. But it's what she saw.
Right.
You have to always ask people, what do they see when they're looking at you?
Has to happen? You know, it's like I honestly, doing these appointments now, and I say this, and yeah, I make money doing it, but I want to stay engaged in what's going on. And it's no, you know, you guys don't listen to me. If the last time I did an appointment was 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I think it's important if you want to develop people, which is what I always try to do, is that, you know, you got that. So that's going to be great. It's fun. Wanda Archer, thank you also, Wanda. What's going on? Tell us about something. What are you doing, Wanda? You still there?
I am here. Yes.
There she is. So what's shaking out there in your neck of the woods?
Well, just continuing to move forward. Came off the biggest income month of my career.
How much did you make?
About $25,500.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah. So we will close out the year with our highest amount of securities that we've done. We're at $6.6 million right now. And that's going to be hopefully not hard to duplicate next year, but we're going to do it. But I'm just continuing to put efficiencies into my business. I realize now I'm actually working less than I was before, and I'm making more. So just listening to you and following what you're teaching has really helped a lot.
Give us a couple things you when you say you're putting some better practices in.
Yep. So I've hired some more staff. I actually secured some funding that I can have in the bank for when I have lean months and can't afford to pay them.
That's not going to happen. Anyway, well, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I know, but you know, I just had to have that protection in place.
Right.
So I didn't want to rob from my personal accounts. So.
Right.
Right. So I have someone who writes, I still send birthday cards and anniversary cards as well as the emails. That's helped a lot. So I have someone that does that. I have someone that does all of my VBS filing for me. And then I have my main office assistant who I just hired a new one that's coming in working 20 hours a week that will run like STP and do all the things that I don't want to do. So I identified all of the tasks that I do not want to do in my business, and I'm offloading all of them.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the things that you don't want to do, you avoid doing, number one, so they don't get done. And number two, you don't do it good. That's why you don't like it. Okay. You know, some people are like, you know, admin people, and they love to do that. All right. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm scatterbrained. I don't want to do that. All right. I mean, so as a result, I've always learned this, that, you know, I have to hire people who can bring up my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's the way I've operated forever. Anybody that's been around me, they know that I'm just like, well, I'm way up. I've always got these big, and then if I don't have implementers, it doesn't work. So, but hey, congratulations. This is exciting. You got a great year going on and biggest month. That's cool. And so what's going to happen is you're going to start what you're doing now. It's like a tidal wave. When you consistently market yourself and get on a consistent plan that is working, it gets bigger. It doesn't get smaller. All right. The most important thing you do is you find it. What I like to do is, and I said this a week ago, you want to look at things that work and look at things that don't work and replace the things that don't work with something different that might work, or more of the things that are working. Make sense? And then what's happening is you can expect, okay, to make $25,000 a month and to do $6.5 million. You can expect to do, you know, way more than that. I mean, going into next year, you ought to be thinking, you know, I can do 12 million, you know, a million a month. If you can do 6.5 and you're really just getting it going, why can't you do 12? All right. I mean, it works that way, but congratulations. Very good. David Mead. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Roy.
How you doing, okay, man?
Yeah. So, hey, so many great things. I sent a text out to our team, make sure everybody gets this replay. And then that was just a clinic on how to have the year planned out this morning. I plug in on Tuesdays. I mean, people want to, what are you doing? I plug in on Tuesdays and I listen to Josh and the Friday morning. I don't do that live. I had another thing on Fridays that I do, but I'm about a week behind. If anybody wants to go back, the prospecting, the part one and two that Josh did, I want to say maybe a month ago, that was gold on prospecting, kind of old school, new school, you know, on how to build a business. You know, you've got us really kind of moved forward into the emails. My daughter really works hard on us. We got our whole year mapped out. Every Thursday, sure, we've got a email planned out for 2022. Some will be videos of me, just 2-minute, 3-minute video. Some of them will be the STP campaigns. Like the other day, we sent out the rollover campaign and boom, somebody showed up on my calendar. It was a small rollover, but we shared our screen together and got it rolled over, you know, $10,000. But it took me literally 5 minutes to do. I mean, 20 minutes of just how your family, how's things going. But that all came from just a regular email campaign. And old school, you know, we're sending out postcards. I have a gal that's helping me with that, kind of tracking down some of these smaller AUMs that have rolled up to us and just so many things. Tonight we'll click over 300,000. So thank you. Big kudos to you and all the things that are doing, and everybody. I, you know, just like Diana just says, I'm just as much a student as anybody else on this call.
So very good. Hey, buddy, thank you and congrats on that. I'm going to real quick, Randy Weddle and then Josh, close it out. We got about 2 minutes. Randy, what's up, buddy? Randy, are you available? Let's see if I get Randy. Randy. Hey, Josh, take over, bud.
All right. Hey, so yeah, excited. Thank you, David, by the way. It's cool to know that you're listening to the podcast of Clubhouse. So this week we're talking growing using the phone and Zoom. I've just been thinking about how stockbrokers for years would close people for 7-figure trades and stuff over the phone, never met them. Forget Zoom, it was way before Zoom, you know, build enough credibility over the phone, that kind of thing. So we're going to be talking about how you can build that kind of rapport through voice, as well as on Zoom. But then, so that's Friday morning. But I had an idea yesterday. I was sitting there, I was texting a bunch of people, and I thought, this is crazy what I'm doing texting these people. But then my staff girl does it too, but then she's got her own phone number, right? So I would thought, the people don't respond to her the same because they don't know her number. So I thought, well, on Apple, I'm assuming you can do this in Android, I don't know. But I text half the time I'm not on here. I'm texting from my iPad,
right,
or the iMessage on my computer. And I went, hold on, I'm text messaging from my phone number to their phone number from three devices at any given point in time. Well, I thought, well, I'm just going to buy her an iPad connected to my iMessage. It's got my phone number. It's all dialed in. And then she's texting the clients from my phone number and the clients think it's me. And I just thought, that just accelerated a bunch of stuff. So I send her a bunch of scripts and I say, I need you to send this custom list, all these texts, this custom list, these texts. And then, you know, just blast them out for, let's say.
And now you got so much stuff going on, you don't even know what to do, right?
Right. So I just thought credibility, that they'll answer me back. They always answer me back, Roy. But then somebody else texts and they're like, who is this? So I'm like, well, I'll just give her my phone number and bada bing. We just saved tons of hours of work. So just an idea for everybody.
Just keep optimizing, guys. It's all about getting more done, less time, give you more free time, that kind of thing. Hey, great call today. I will get this out to Lucas. We'll post it on the STP Training Center. Of course, we've got a new month beginning tomorrow, and then the kickoff on the, I think it's the 11th, whatever Saturday that is. So with that, y'all have a great week. Talk to you later. Talk to you next week. See you later.